I was bewildered and stood a long moment in silence.
I thought you were my friend, I said at last.
I thought you were my friend too once, but that was a long time ago.
You talk as if I've done something to harm you, Pumpkin, but...
No, you'd never do anything like that, would you? Not the perfect Miss Nitta Sayuri. I suppose it doesn't matter that you took my place as the daughter of the Okya. Do you remember that, Sayuri? After I'd gone out of my way to help you with that doctor, whatever his name was, after I'd risk making Hatsumomo furious at me for helping you. Then you turned it all around and stole what was mine. I've been wondering all these months just why you brought me into this little gathering with the minister. I'm sorry it wasn't so easy for you to take advantage of me this time.
But Pumpkin, I interrupted, couldn't you just have refused to help me? Why did you have to bring the chairman?
She stood up to her full height.
I know perfectly well how you feel about him, she said. Whenever there's nobody looking, your eyes hang all over him like fur on a dog.
She was so angry, she had bitten her lip. I could see a smudge of lipstick on her teeth. She'd set out to hurt me, I now realized, in the worst way she could.
You took something from me a long time ago, Sayuri. How does it feel now? She said.
Her nostrils were flared, her face consumed with anger like a burning twig. It was as though the spirit of Hatsumomo had been living trapped inside her all these years and had finally broken free. During the rest of that evening, I remember nothing but a blur of events and how much I dreaded every moment ahead of me. While the others sat around drinking and laughing, it was all I could do to pretend to laugh. I must have spent the entire night flushed red because from time to time Mameha touched my neck to see if I was feverish. I'd seated myself as far away from the chairman as I could so that our eyes would never have to meet, and I did manage to make it through the evening without confronting him. But later, as we were all preparing for bed, I stepped into the hallway as he was coming back into the room. I ought to have moved out of his way, but I felt so ashamed I gave a brief bow and hurried past him instead, making no effort to hide my unhappiness. It was an evening of torment, and I remember only one other thing about it. At some point, after everyone else was asleep, I wandered away from the inn in a daze and ended up on the sea cliffs, staring out into the darkness with the sound of the roaring water below me. The thundering of the ocean was like a bitter lament. I seemed to see beneath everything a layering of cruelty I'd never known was there, as though the trees and the wind and even the rocks where I stood were all in alliance with my old girlhood enemy, Hatsumomo. The howling of the wind and the shaking of the trees seemed to mock me. Could it really be that the stream of my life had divided forever?